Hey everybody, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green here. Joining me today for part one of a two-part segment on water in the Southwest is Kathy Jacobs, director for the Center for Climate Adaptation, Science, and Solutions at the University of Arizona, and an internationally known and well-respected expert on water. Thanks for being here, my friend. I just want you to take it away. And the big question is, how are we doing with having water in Tucson right now and in maybe the next couple of years? Where are we?
Well, people have probably noticed it's been very dramatic weather recently and wanting to know, are we going to run out of water anytime soon? And the answer is no. Is Tucson going to be a ghost town? No. But will our life in this area be different in the future? Will our landscapes look different? Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. As you know, the last year was a record low for precipitation in much of the Southwest. We've seen higher temperatures contributing to lower levels of runoff even when it does rain. And we're seeing reduced snowpack, reduced surface flows, and reduced groundwater recharge, all of which are part of our water supply. So we do have a lot to worry about. Lots of implications for wildfire and air quality. We've got Lake Mead at the lowest level it's been at since it was filled in the 1930s. And the reservoir levels are falling rapidly. We're not in a short-term phenomenon here. We need to anticipate more of these conditions in the future with higher temperatures. This is not just variability. It is variability on top of a long-term trend. So it will rain. There'll be wet years in the future, but the average future is not going to look like the normal that we were used to in the past.
Got it. So, Kath, we can't look at this as a Tucson issue. It's a regional issue. Important, yes or no?
This is incredibly important as a regional issue, and the reason is that we are importing much of our water supply from the Colorado River. And we share that river among seven basin states and the country of Mexico. So when we make a decision about how to manage our own Central Arizona Project water supplies, we need to think about all of the other folks who are also trying to manage their water and think about also the environment, not just the people, but the fish and the trees. So lots to worry about, but also lots of opportunity.
Working together. Thanks, my friend, for all you do. I look forward to our next segment, and I look forward to all of you checking out past segments on this on the KXEI website page and visiting MrsGreensWorld.com to learn what we're up to.
Support for KXEI and Mrs. Green's World is provided by Philibon Professional Painting, a locally owned and operated company providing journeyman-level craftsmanship for residential and commercial painting services. Philibon Professional Painting is proud to use long-lasting, low or zero VOC products for water conservation and less environmental impact. Reviews and more information about Philibon Professional Painting is available at p3-az.com or at 203-7310, Painting the Old Pueblo and Beyond.